This is University Beat. I'm Jessica Mazaros. New data recently published shows that people of color are more exposed to air pollutants from Tampa Bay's busy roadways. Amy Stewart is a professor in the College of Public Health at the University of South Florida and one of the researchers behind the study. Can you tell us about your experiment and your findings?
We ran a series of simulations to model human behavior, to model traffic behavior, to model pollutant behavior, and then to estimate exposures for individuals in the Tampa area, and then to look at who's exposed more. And what we found was people living in poverty have higher exposures. African Americans and to some degree Hispanics have higher exposures. People who do more travel, who are more or on the roadways more, so active working adults, also have higher exposures. Now, this pattern is a pattern that is not uncommon to Tampa. It's a pattern that's seen around the country and around the world, really, though the specifics can differ from place to place. And so we're just really interested in thinking about, well, how can we design better? How can we, you know, what can our transportation systems do to have a community and infrastructure that is both more healthy and is more fair, is more equitable between groups?
And what is it about Tampa's roads that makes it more of a risk for pollutant exposure to people of color, it seems?
Most of our transportation system is cars on roadways, right? So the problem with that is that the cars emit pollutants. So if you live near those roadways, you have higher exposures to those pollutants. And so people who are socioeconomically disadvantaged in some way are often living in places that are closer to land uses that are less desirable. People have done work on sort of looking at what are the factors that lead to this phenomena. Talk a lot about segregation, population segregation, and then where are land uses? Where do we put our big roadways? And there's a lot of dynamics involved in how that happens. So it's really about the fact that we have mostly vehicles. We're not using other forms of transportation. So we got big roadways with lots of emissions. And the people that are living near many of those big roadways are less advantaged.
Are there any areas in particular at a particular time that stood out to you in this study, like in the Tampa Bay area? Is there a road at a certain time that has the most cars or a lot of cars that stood out to you with a lot of significant pollution and is going in a certain direction that stood out to you in this study?
The big roadway interchanges is where you see hot spots, and then you see areas of like downtown Tampa area in particular times of the day that get high concentrations. So it's really, you know, our big freeway intersections and areas where there's a lot of activity during the day.
And how would this affect people's health?
So some of the important impacts of air pollution, including traffic-related air pollution, are basically respiratory and heart disease. So both mortality from those as well as impacts on your respiratory system and your cardiovascular system. So people who have asthma or people who have chronic bronchitis or COPD, that can exacerbate those conditions.
Amy Stewart is a professor in the College of Public Health at USF. The study was recently published in the journal Computers, Environment, and Urban Systems. You can find a link to that on our website, wusfnews.org. For University Beat, I'm Jessica Mazaros.